At Easter time, we get to shout something. Do you remember what it is? There are, aren't there? There are lots of good things. And at church, it's the only day that we really get to shout, "He is risen." I'm not sure why that is. Think we should try that today? So we'll do it on three, and let's see what happens. On three, we'll say, "He is risen." And we'll say it really loud. You ready? One, two, three. He is risen.
He is risen.
What? How do they know to do that? Was that fun?
Because they're older.
There you go, right there. That's right, because they're older. Good job. That is that is right. Well, you know, in our Bible readings today, yay, Jesus. They talk about Jesus being the first fruits. What is that? You want to see that? There's a picture. Let's show it to all the kids. What is this? What is that? It's a cornucopia. What's it full of? Fruits and vegetables, pumpkins and grapes, and there's an eggplant. Why do they call it an egg? I've never seen a purple egg. What do they have in common? Food. They're all food. And you know what else they have in common? As in today, they're the first fruits. So in Bible times, the people, when they would harvest, they would take the first part of the harvest and they say, "Okay, we've got this first part. Let's go to church or to their temple and let's give it to God. Let's thank Him for it." And they'd give their first fruits to God, thanking Him. And then they'd go out and harvest the rest. And He'd say, "Here you go. The rest is for you. Feed your families." But in the Bible reading calls Jesus a first fruit. Is He a pumpkin?
Yeah!
Is He an ear of corn or a grape? Or what do they mean by the first fruits?
Me.
You? They mean what we just said. He is risen. He is risen. Let's try that again. Wait. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Oh, good job. On Easter, what happened? What happened to one of those things to Jesus? What happened to Eric? He died on a cross. Did He stay dead?
No.
No. 3 days later, what did He do? He rose from the dead. Yes, He did. And that He was the first one to rise, never to die again. So the Bible... There you go. We're really loud, aren't we? I'll tone it down a little bit. So the Bible calls Him the first fruits. But the Bible readings say also talk about something that we get to do someday. Maybe we'll try it today. We already said He is risen. There's going to come a time because of what Jesus did that we get to say, "We are risen." We are risen. Do you think you can say that with us? We are risen. Should we try that on three? One, two, three. We are risen. We are risen because we believe in Jesus. Oh, I heard somebody say, "We are risen indeed." Hallelujah. Nice job. Where does Jesus live?
In our hearts.
Everywhere and in heaven and in our hearts. Yeah. And because He lives in our hearts, we are risen. There's going to come a day when we'll never get sick anymore. There's going to be a day when we never have to say goodbye anymore. There's going to be a day when we're never sad anymore. Won't that be a good day? And all that is because Jesus died on a cross for us. Should we thank Him for that? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You so much that these guys are here. We thank You that You know them and that they know You. And Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. Help us remember that You are the first fruits and that we will also rise. So until that day, we thank You. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.